evening, good evening, good evening, good evening to pilots everywhere, and welcome to your Thursday dose of Hutton. In tonight's treatment, we have the news, the CG roundup from the wonderful Commander Flossie, the return of the Hot Pit update, presented by the real Hot Pit team, Commander Witherspoon's Galnet roundup, music, and of course, our latest news bulletin. I am Dick Chafing, and joining me in the studio tonight is Commander Evenstar. Good evening. Good evening. That's a tough one to put together, Dave. I know you're out there somewhere having a chuckle to yourself at how clever you are putting evening and Evenstar right next to each other, you son of a gun. Good evening, Evenstar.
Well, there's an intro. Good evening.
The man who's difficult to say good evening to yourself, Evening Star. Our headlines tonight. War takes its toll.
Hutton hosts Explorers Conference.
Celebrity concert leaves scores in the infirmary.
Alvin denies Hutton scrap rumors.
Job creation at our orbital at an all-time high.
Controversy on the anniversary tour.
This week, our second war in as many weeks has left us weak. Our forces, after the completely pointless, unexpected, and frivolous conflict against a minor faction in LP-245-10, were drawn into a further fight with the owners of LP-254-10. Yet again, we turned up in force, beam lasers charged and multi cannons loaded, only to find that, under the galactic rules of war, our enemy had called for protracted ceasefire negotiations. Despite this, daily, in every system that we own, ship after ship opposed us, and our influence, as measured by the Pilots Federation, dropped. We lodged an official complaint. Authorities responded to state that they were investigating. Days passed. We held on. Teams of commanders loyal to Alvin applied for privateer licenses and engaged the enemy in nav beacons, supercruise, and even station bars. Yesterday, we won. LP-245-10 is now under the control of our tail-wagging, fluggy-bellied, and frankly deceptively cute leader, Alvin, and his right-hand woman, Lael Wolf.
As part of ongoing Hutton Trucker or Department of Commerce, Trade, Operations and Research activities, known colloquially as Hot Doctor, Lael Wolf is hosting a 3-day Explorers Conference at Hutton Orbital. Famous galactic explorers, lost pilots, and even the Orca pilots of Sol Society have been arriving at Hutton Orbital, ferried to the station by waiting sidewinders, and are taking part in Festival of Exploration. The purpose of this event? To bring new investment to the local Universal Cartographics Office and help Hutton retain its title as the galaxy's most well-stocked exploration data hub. As any explorers listening to this broadcast, we recommend that you visit the Hot Doctor as soon as you can. You will find it a stimulating, rewarding, and ultimately fulfilling day out.
Scores of commanders and station residents have been left in the infirmary this week after a visit by Galactic Cannoneer, Research Assistant to Dr. O'Connor, and singing sensation Miss Featherston this week. Her live concert caused commanders to experience palpitations, sudden rushes of blood away from the brain, and shortness of breath. When asked why he had thrown his boxer shorts on the stage during a rendition of Moon River, a representative from Canon Interstellar claimed that aliens had stolen his tinfoil and that he was under the influence of external forces. Station officials have recommended that pilots with weak hearts to seek medical attention before attending the final concert in her tour of Alpha Centauri.
In a disturbing report from our roving external affairs correspondent, Commander Minerdra, this week, there are rumours that a fleet of demolishers has been dispatched to Hutton Orbital. Copies of paperwork have been seen authorising the local federal forces to scrap Hutton in the latest effort to thwart the Truckle's expansion. If anyone hears bad poetry, sees yellow wrecking equipment, or lines of cones outside Hutton, please call Alvin urgently. Our orbital could be at risk. Our way of life could be snuffed out by the bulldozers. At this stage, Alvin, our benevolent and oh-so-fluffy leader, is denying any plans to do away with the orbital.
And finally, Hutton Orbital has advertised for a number of important new roles this week. Message boards are littered with job descriptions, person specifications, ludicrous salary offers, and requests for applications. Maybe I'll apply. Sounds good. Needed within the next 3 weeks are a new tourism commissioner, combat bond officer, and local bounty hunty. Let's try that one again, because I don't think there is a bounty hunty. Needed within the next 3 weeks are a new tourism commissioner, combat bond officer, and local bounty hunting liaison. Do you have the material to help Hutton? Does your face fit? I'm not sure what shape, but does it fit? Do you have crazy tram lines in your hair or scary sunglasses and pale skin? Well, apply now.
In our sports news tonight, there is excitement and controversy throughout the systems following last week's anniversary Wing and a Prayer tour. Commanders set out on Sunday racing around all systems under Alvin's benevolent gaze and ending up with a full Hutton run. Commanders from Hutton, the Paladins, our Hotbox Division, and even a few Independents joined us for the mad dash across our systems. First to finish was Commander Hebdomad, followed by Commander Splendor, but a full steward's inquiry was launched after the correct race paperwork was failed to be submitted by Hebdomad. And in one of the most shocking events in the last 12 months, Commander Splendor was charged with deliberately causing a collision. Local police forces are hunting Commander Splendor to aid them with their inquiries. But on the scene, reports are that having been beaten by the now disqualified Hebdomad, his Type 6 was seen to boost directly into Hebdomad's aft section, causing significant damage and the destruction of the nearby official camera crew in what is being described as a collateral damage accident. If you see Commander Splendor's Anaconda or his Type 6, please report to the nearest authorities and, whatever you do, do not approach in person. He is considered to be a criminal at large, very dangerous, and possibly armed. In positive news, it turns out that our provisional race winner, subject to a steward's inquiry, is Commander Flossie, followed by the Wing Trophy for the Paladins and the Hotbox Medal for Marco 2612. Congratulations, Commanders!
You've been warned. Watch out for that stinky Commander Splendor out there and his rather pointed ramming machine. The... Excuse me for a second.
Now then.
What on earth was that? You crazy little furry monster. Alvin, stop it! Stop it! Excuse me. You've been warned. That was the news. I am Dick Chafing.
I am Evenstar.
This is Hutton Orbital, and there are no ducks on the station this week. Come back after this tune, and maybe we can offer up... No, there's no owls either. There is definitely a couple of hobers, Commander Flossie, and Commander Witherspoon. But we'll be back after this tune. Thank you for tuning in to Hutton Orbital News. Stick with us. There, I'll be back for more after this tune.